Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports for the Max News Talk 830 WCCL. Pete Najarian and I will do it on Sunday with the huddle. Mark Trestman will be amongst our guests, former coach Chicago Bears. Vikings play the Bears Monday night. Going to be a fun conversation, that much I will assure you of. Ethan Kasten will join us. He runs the Minnesota Timberwolves. All kinds of fun stuff coming up your way Sunday, right here on the Sports Huddle, starting at 10 a.m. Frank White, are you a big Christmas guy?
Oh, I am, Mike. Hey, good to hear from you.
You know, it was good to see you yesterday, and we were over at Mancini's. Dave Lee and I had a chance to MC a banquet, Tom Peralt as well, and it was 83 referees from NBA and Super Bowl officials all the way to high school officials, all sharing a love for the game in different ways and in different respects and reasons that the game had benefited them from that perspective. And we've done it before, but was that fun, Frank, to be around all those people and just to feel good for a couple minutes?
Oh, it absolutely was, Mike. It's a nice event that Tom puts together each year. It's good to see people that have been around the game as officials, as coaches. Eric Martins was there, the
State High School League executive director. Yep.
Yeah. So it was great. It's just good to see those people and a lot of some of the younger officials. We had a few of our women officials there. Carolyn Dirksen, outstanding official. Man, I always tell her she's my favorite official. She is very, very good.
Frank White, you have served as an official. You've been an official. You've been the director of officiating for different conferences and schools. And now we see, we're reminded of it yesterday, how good it is. But you brought up, we had kind of an open discussion, open mic forum for a bit. And one of the topics was, what's keeping the young people from becoming officials? And you stood up, and we're very poignant about this because I think we lose track of it as we get older. The amount of money that it takes to get into officiating can seem nominal to some, a couple hundred bucks, but to a 16, 17, 18, 19-year-old, it can seem like a lot of money. In other words, you got to invest in that equipment, and it might be six games before you ever are back to break even. And so we're just throwing that around in terms of ideas. How does that strike you? What how do we remedy this if that's one of the roadblocks?
You know, Mike, I think there's a number of possible ways, and in all of the sports, there's different amounts of what you need. You know, baseball might be the greatest because of the equipment that you need, but even in basketball, you had mentioned a couple hundred bucks. You know, so if you're a young person, even if you're a young adult, and say, well, let me try this, because I think I can do it. Well, before you ever get paid, before you ever take training, you gotta spend a couple hundred dollars.
And as you pointed out yesterday, before you even know if you like it or not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't even know if I spend this, am I going to continue to do it? And unfortunately, Mike, you know, right now, I've said for about the last, about 5 years at least, you know, we don't have enough officials in any sport, in any high school sport in the state of Minnesota. And so when we talk about going out to recruit officials, it's really challenging, because we're asking people to come in, we'll train you, we'll give you opportunities. At the beginning level, you can make $20-25 a game, which is about an hour.
Yeah, and generally you're working more than one game on that day.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know of another an opportunity in a part-time job that you can make $20-25 an hour. You can, like in St. Paul right now, we generally, somebody's going to come in, they're going to work 3-4 games in a day or a Saturday morning. Tomorrow morning I'll be out and I'll be helping observe and train officials for the city of St. Paul and their rec department. I've been doing that for, probably 30 years or so. But it's challenging, because you can go watch that, and sometimes our fans in the stands can be ruthless. So not only is the barrier of what you have to invest just to become an official, because we want you to look a certain way, like an official, it could be challenging just to be out there and work on the floor. So in our new way of looking at some of this, we've got to set aside some of those barriers so that we can bring new people in. As an example, in basketball, you know, it could be a couple hundred bucks, but if we've said in the past, you know, you have to wear a pair of black shoes, official shoes, well, that could be anywhere from 50 to $130.
Yeah, and you want to make them comfortable, because you're going to be in them for a while.
Exactly.
It ain't just for show, you know.
Yeah, but you don't, you know, to begin with, you don't even really, do you really need official shoes if you're just trying it out? You know, will a pair of black tennis shoes work just as well that might be what, you know, that you could use?
Yeah, can we open it up a little bit so this cost, upfront cost, doesn't become a barrier, right?
Exactly. We've got to take a look at that. And as we're venturing out to talk to young people to get them involved, we really have to relook at what we're demanding of new officials and what he or she might need to work.
Now, you know, I would turn this around with young people, and I know it's hard to sell this, but they've heard the myths of, you know, the parents are brutal on you and you're going to have to stay, blah, blah. As I look back on my umpiring career, I would say that was one of the healthiest learning tools that I got, was you keep your cool while everybody else is losing theirs. And I think it serves you really well for the rest of your life, because you might be in sales and you're frustrated with somebody, or somebody might be demanding of you, or you may have a boss, you may be in a, you know, some kind of a board meeting where everybody's, you know, it becomes contentious. And you've already lived this, and you understand the value of keeping your cool even when everybody else doesn't. Now, I don't know if you can sell that to young officials, but I think it is incredibly valuable as a teaching tool for the rest of your life.
Absolutely, Mike. If we can get young people to understand that and to learn that, it serves you very well. About 5 years ago, I talked with Glenn Caruso, the football coach at St. Thomas, and he had a young man that played for him that was one of our officials in St. Paul, and he was also at the site to watch his son play. And we talked a little bit, and he said, you know, I'm really glad this young man is here, because I want him, this is going to help him learn how to become a better communicator.
Yeah.
So in addition to what you had just said, in terms of if you can stand it, if you can get there, those challenging times and how to react and how to listen to people, it serves you very well, and then it also serves you very well to become a very good communicator.
Frank White is our guest. You know, I was watching a freshman basketball game yesterday, and And I can, you know, I always like to kind of watch and if I can, thank the officials that show up and work these games. But I thought about some things just because I knew we had just had this luncheon yesterday and I was hoping to talk to you soon. When you're an official and you walk in, the first time you walk in that arena with those stripes, I mean, you got people's attention. What's the most important thing you do when you walk over there and we see that before the game, that little conversation you may have with the two coaches? What do you try to do to establish a rapport at that point?
I think part of it is, Mike, maybe setting the tone in terms of being a good communicator, answering any questions, and reminding them that, hey, we're gonna work a game tonight, and we're gonna do our very best, and we might miss something, but we're not intentionally doing that. And so, if there's any questions, you know, let us know. So I think it's a great opportunity to let coaches know why you're there. You're there for the game, and you might make a mistake, and we'll move on from that. So, in fact, when it used to be that you would meet with some of the players, and I can remember some of them talking to some of them, I would say at the beginning, look, I'm out here. We're going to do this. We're here to work. I said, I'm not going to shoot any jump shots tonight, so I'm not going to miss any, and I might miss some calls, but you guys don't need to referee either. Let us officiate the game, and everything will go well. Even when we disagree.
Yeah, I'll give you another example. And I think this is important for kids and coaches to realize. Again, I watched this game yesterday, and they were calling hand-checking. And they call it early on. So on the perimeter, if you got caught and you weren't playing defense with your feet and you were grabbing a little bit, they were calling it. And the one kid said, they never called that in the first three games. And the coach said, that doesn't matter. These referees are going to call it, and you have to understand that. There's a piece to that, and I thought, what a great message, because it doesn't matter how they was refereed the last time. Early on, you don't complain about the calls. You go, you understand it, and you go, okay, this is the way they work a game. Now I know what they're going to call and what they're looking for. And if you have good coaches that send that message to their team, you eliminate a lot of the belly aches.
Absolutely. That comment that you made, well, they didn't do that the last game. Well, okay, that might be the case.
Yep, and you might be right, but that's not the point.
Exactly. Tonight, this is how we're going to play. And you just need to adjust. And every official, every crew has maybe a little bit different nuance on how they may or may not call the game, the decisions that they make. You know, people look at officials in basketball and they only react to when a whistle's being blown or whatever. Like,
yeah,
that's the only call. Well, you're consistently making decisions through the whole game, even when the whistle isn't blown. You know, is that a foul? Is that a travel? Was that a legal contact? So you're constantly making decisions. You only blow the whistle when something needs to be stopped and there's a violation or there's a foul, but you're consistently making decisions throughout the game.
And you know, the other piece to that, Frank, and where we tie all this together, is that, and again, I'll go back to my observation from yesterday, these officials are calling the hand check on the perimeter, okay? Maybe they look at that, rightly so, as, hey, these kids got to learn to play defense with their feet. They got to learn you can't grab and whatnot. And so not only is it the way we call the game, but ultimately we are helping these kids become better at what they want to do, be good basketball players, because we're calling it in such a way where they're going to have to learn how to play more fundamentally sound. And in particular, at the younger ages, I think there's value in that.
I like that comment, Mike. If we could get that message and to more young people as they play the game, whether it's high school, whether it's college, and maybe even sometimes younger than that, if we could get that message to people, it truly would help. And I wish there was a way that we could get that message to people in the stands to have a better understanding, again, about some of the things that they see and may react to, and which creates really challenges for young people to stay in the game. I remember talking some time ago to Dave Lee, who was there yesterday.
Yep. Dave, it wasn't good to see David again?
Yeah, yep. So it was, absolutely. So he mentioned to me, he said he had a friend that was going to work basketball 1 year, and he worked a couple games, and he quit. He said, I just can't do this. I mean, it just, I wish people, you know, and again, this is one of our challenges. It's not the only one. But sometimes when you continue to hear the comments and the reactions of people that get very pointed, you know, that's impacting, again, the recruiting process of officials. You know, we're to the point right now again, in basketball, and then when you add in COVID, you know, there are games that are being canceled, not only because of COVID, but because of officials. So if you cancel a game, now you've got to double up on another night, and there might not be enough people to work that game. We're getting to the point where things are going to start being canceled, and people are going to wonder, well, how come we don't have enough officials? Well, if you're one of those fans in the stands that has been reacting in a less than positive way, you're part of the problem.
Yeah, and you don't think about it because you think you're just, it's about your kid or your whatever, and you don't think through that kind of thing. You know, Frank, what is the right age for someone to begin officiating so that they have a positive experience? And what age group should they umpire or referee first to get their feet wet?
You know, I think as kids, young people in high school can begin, you know, somewhere around that 16, 17, 18 age level. But for sure, if they're going to work, then they've got to be in working with kids much younger than they are, and whether that's 10, 11, again, to begin to learn all of the things that are important about officiating. So I think there needs to be a difference in age, again, so that you have an understanding of what you're doing, a better understanding, and you begin to learn. You know, there's a lot of people have different opinions about how early, but I think you got to understand, just like playing, you know, you have to be able to have a certain understanding of what you're doing to have some success.
Did you ever referee Jack Morris in basketball? I heard he was so competitive over there at Highland Park.
You know, to be honest, I don't remember.
You might have, and you don't even know because you just, and nobody knew he was going to be the Hall of Fame pitcher at the time, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I don't.
Who do you remember? Who's the most interesting that you remember refereeing?
Oh, wow! You know, there's Khalidel Amin,
yeah.
John Tower, Mr. Lynch. Oh my goodness! There's so many individuals. There's also some young ladies that were outstanding
yeah.
players. Those are just a few of the names that I can remember right off the top of my head. But I really enjoyed all of my time. I think if I would say, I recently met with a young man and his wife, and she had mentioned that her husband was thinking about stopping coaching and maybe getting into more officiating. And I said, you know, here's one of the things that I would share with you. When you do this, obviously there's the potential to make some money. And I know yesterday they talked about in the Big Ten, the men's officials are getting paid $4,400 a game. And I was like, holy cow.
Yeah.
So that's great. But you know, in high school, you're getting mid-70s in most sports to baseball, 83, football, 92. So the thing ranges. But I think for me, I realized along the way that one of the things that I liked about officiating was when I walked on the floor and I tossed the ball up in the air, it became a mental shower for me to work that game. Anything else that happened that day was literally gone because my focus was so much on the game. And by the time the game was over, whatever was on my mind driving to the game, it was really gone.
It's a
so
therapy,
I really
man.
Liked it as a stress
yep.
reliever also.
Well, Frank, appreciate it very much. Great to see you at Mancini's yesterday. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. It just felt good to be amongst friends yesterday.
Hey, Mike, thank you. And I know Tom mentioned to you about your what you did last year after the or during the riots and your commentary. I would just add to that and say, Mike, thank you for all of that you do. I know people listen to you on the radio. They don't all know all of what you do. You host or you MC, you talk at places like Banquets for Hospitality House and other things like that. You continue to do great work. So, Mike, thank you. And I know most officials, maybe all officials, consider you a friend of the game.
Well, that means a lot to me, and I appreciate it coming from you, Frank. Have a great rest tonight, and we'll talk soon.
All right, take care. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, buddy. I tell you what, it was so much fun yesterday to be there. Dave Lee, and gosh, you just every once in a while, Dana Kicker was sitting with us, and Steve Fritz, and Ted Steichen, and a walk down memory lane. And once in a while, you need to be around people and do a walk down memory lane just to feel good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.